Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
I was going to say this is audio 422.
I'll do it. Well, it is.
This is episode 422. Top of the day to you, Tox.
Top of the day to you. It feels like forever.
And it hasn't been.
No, it hasn't.
But it's the first normal episode in forever.
Yeah.
I've had lots of like cool specials and stuff.
And lots of like strange guests on.
Are you talking about?
I shouldn't call Mick strange, should I? I mean, we do it every year.
So funny. Chester's here, black cat, enjoying himself. I vacuumed here just before and he was already on the spare bed. And he didn't get up.
He was like, stuff
you. Can't be bothered. Not doing it.
Not doing it. I've got a white bed to sleep on and I'm
I've
black.
I've got a lot of black fur to put all over it because it's summertime and I'm still molting.
It's what I do. So, didn't you ask me to?
I did, actually. Thank you. Quiz, watching suggestions, and
news.
Oh, you're so fast.
Yeah.
In a world that time forgot. We are the Watchers.
Okay, I got three news stories.
Go on.
I don't know why I had to tell you how many I've got.
I'm all right with that.
I was looking at like the casting news, which I always like to look at because it helps me get a heads up of what's coming up. Things to be excited about.
Does it change your opinion on whether or not you would watch something if it's based on the cast?
I think so.
Or is it purely storyline?
No, I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
Because the cast will get you engaged enough to look at what it is and when you could remember it.
True.
But the story is what will keep you.
Mm.
Yeah. This one is about The White Lotus season four, so obviously it wasn't the cast.
But
it
there's
was the
lots
show.
Of casting news out and about nowadays.
Yeah, so the rumour I heard Helena Bonham Carter is either signed or will sign any second now. Steve Coogan, who plays Alan Partridge and has been in a lot of other things, he's in there. And I guess that means more trickling as the weeks go.
I saw another one where they did release two other people's names, but I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens. Yeah, like often it'll be like Steve Coogan and another person, both cast. I'm like, I don't know that person. I'm not talking about them. Like,
but I've probably seen them in something.
Probably.
My apologies.
Sorry, I'll be excited about you when I see you.
Do you know? Oh, sorry.
I was going to just. And when. Where is this set?
What? France.
Okay, I forgot.
I like to immediately start, I guess, jumping to conclusions as to.
Awesome.
Who, like the characters always sort of seem to have a connection.
Yeah.
So I want to know like who is the connection?
Oh, leftover from the last.
Yeah. Mm. Like feel it in my bones.
Yep.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes.
Is connected to a past cast member, past character. That's the word I was looking for.
What I think is interesting about her is my immediate thought is I think about she's going to play the type of character that she always looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit bohemian maybe, that kind of thing. So I'm trying to think of who that could be. Could she have something to do with, what's the actress's name? Emmylou.
Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
I was going even more of a stretch as.
Like the southern.
Uh-huh, yeah. Parker.
Parker Posey.
That maybe they're like sisters, but they've grown up in different places.
I mean, that's true. And like she could put on an accent.
She could totally put on an accent. Yeah. You could trust her to do that and do it really well.
That's a good point.
And that family would be the characters you don't release and you keep that a secret. Don't you think?
Yeah, because when I think about season three, that's they're the people I think of first, along with Emmylou and Walter Goggins.
What happened to the family in the end? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Isn't that funny?
Me too. I don't remember. I say that. I don't remember a lot of things that I've watched, I'll be honest.
I mean, I also don't remember a lot of things that I read. Like I'll read something and then like a year later I'm like, I know I read it, don't remember the story.
Me too.
I tick it off the list of things to do.
Job done.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Tick.
I have recommended people to go to the movies to see a movie and they were like, I went with you.
Oh, God. That's incredible. Pamela Anderson and Billy Bob Thornton are going to be in a movie called Some Days.
Ooh.
This is about, and I read from the synopsis, a weary delivery driver who has months to live. He saves a brilliant but troubled teenage girl. Maybe that's Pamela Anderson.
Definitely. She could play it.
And the two form an unlikely life-changing bond that teaches them both what it truly means to live. It will be filmed in New Jersey, so I'm assuming it's also set in New Jersey.
Mm. Do you reckon she's okay?
Bling.
Mm,
she's got her.
I know. She's going like full on.
She's got her little toy mouse. I'm sure you've heard this so many times or not. I don't know. I can never remember how much the noise reduction takes out, but I know she's definitely appeared in many because she's so loud.
She's so loud.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's like, I know she's got her toy, but sometimes it's like, it's oh, I really need some help. Like, oh,
sometimes it sounds like she's saying, hello, 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 hello. Did I talk about Pamela Anderson? Yes, sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Carried away talking about Bling and her toy mouse.
Number three, go for it.
Teresa Palmer, who was in A Discovery of Witches and Warm Bodies. She's going to play Phoebe, a.k.a. Sif, in the God of War series that's going to be on Prime, Amazon Ooh. Prime. She joins Ryan Hurst, who is going to be Kratos. It's a live-action series based on, obviously, the PlayStation games. I'm assuming it's going to be the second last game, so like when they redid it and suddenly mm-hmm. Kratos, the Greek god, is in Norse territory. Yeah. Norse god territory. So I think that will be very good, and I think a lot of people will watch it. And it's interesting that Sony doesn't do their own streaming stuff, which I think is good.
Yeah.
And they sell it. They sell the rights to different places.
Interesting.
Mm.
Maybe the streaming market is actually too saturated now.
I think it is. It's too much. It's because I'm just trying to think who had The Last of Us. That's HBO, right? Mm-hmm. That's a Sony thing, The Last of Us. Spider-Man, that's mm-hmm. Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is over in Prime. So they're just like whoever's going to –
they're just raking in the money.
Yeah.
Who's going to give me the most?
And apparently it's Prime this time. Huh. Oh, did I know it?
No.
We've been watching some stuff, and the quiz is based on an actor – of a movie that I watched. So
good.
But he's very, very famous. He's like A list.
Okay.
A-list. So now I think we should probably get into those.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess the person?
Yes.
Is it going to ruin your watching suggestion?
No.
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes. Good job.
Thanks.
Because I had told you what I'd watched.
Yeah, I did make a little connection there. But when you were like A list, I'm like, there's not that many anymore.
Mm-mm.
But notoriously, and we all know it from the Golden Globes opening speech. Mm. Nobody knows anything about him. So no, this will be great.
Absolutely.
Good quiz.
I feel like you probably won't learn anything else. You'll just vaguely remember stuff.
It'll be like, what's his favourite colour?
I don't know.
Correct. Nobody does.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, can I go first then?
Go on.
All right. I watched one battle after another, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Regina Hall.
No.
She's always in good stuff lately.
Yeah.
Like the last, when was she in that series with Nicole Kidman in Byron Bay? Like
2020? Oh, Nine Perfect Strangers.
2021, something
like
that.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Since then, like, because from before that, I just remembered her from Scary Movie.
True. So it's really good. I mean, I know it's been up for all the awards.
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's bonkers. It's a bonkers show, movie.
Bonkers in line with like, okay, what's another movie that's a bit bonkers but has been really.
Okay, the best way I can describe it is, you know how full on stuff like, I guess like Pulp Fiction is like full on. Like the it's really graphic stuff. Yep. People are being horrible.
Yep.
But they're all a bit weird in a funny way.
So, yeah.
It's like black comedy kind of quirky
stuff.
And
the other one with Uma in the yellow suit.
Oh, Kill Bill.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
not
that's
so
it.
Bonkers, but full on.
See, that one has such a, I reckon, a video game storyline.
Yeah.
Like defeat this person, defeat this person, defeat this person, defeat this person. This one's more like an over, like just a story.
Overarching craziness.
But Sean Penn's character, he's insane. Okay, so what? I'll try.
Like
and,
mentally
yes.
unstable. Okay.
I mean, I guess a lot of them are. So it starts off with this lady, I should say, and she kind of is in charge of these almost guerrillas where they will do terrorist acts on mainly like immigration or border stuff in America, and they'll also try and like let in a whole heap of immigrants.
Yeah.
And if the immigrants are detained, they will raid that detention center and let them out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where she meets Sean Penn.
Yep.
And he just becomes obsessed with her after that.
Hey.
She is with Leonardo DiCaprio, who's all about like making bombs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Regina Hall is part of the group. Anyway, she, not Regina, sorry, Beverly Hills, we call her. She's like the leader of it. She becomes a little bit obsessed with Sean Penn as well, but just in like a it's weird.
Okay.
Anyway, they have a sexual relationship where I can only use that term very loosely. She becomes pregnant and you're like, is it his or is it Leonardo DiCaprio's? She has her baby, but she's not really into it. So she just goes.
Okay.
She just goes. They had a bank robbery go wrong and she's like, you know, yeah, I'm just going to go. So
not interested in this anymore.
So the whole gang sort of disperse and they're like, we can't be seen with each other. This is it. We all lay low for the rest of our lives unless something happens. So Leonardo DiCaprio brings up this daughter and Sean Penn is still out to find her.
Okay.
And just madness, absolute madness. The way Sean Penn walks in this, I can't remember how he usually walks, but I know whatever this walk is, it's enhanced either his own walk or he's putting it on. It's insane.
Whoa.
And super violent, super quirky. I enjoyed it, but I was like, what am I watching?
Yeah, right.
It's very much one of those movies that you can imagine being in awards. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio, you know?
And Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
And Benicio del Toro.
That's why we're going to have a quiz later based on this. So what have you been watching?
I watched a bit more lighthearted summer watching than that one.
That's good. It's nice to have a little lighthearted.
I watched a movie on Netflix called The People Meet on Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's based on an Emily Henry book, which it was interesting because I watched the trailer and I thought, I remember reading this. I've obviously not seen the movie because it's brand new.
Yeah.
But I remember reading it. And I've gone through my list of books, haven't read it, not read a book that's called The People We Meet on Vacation. Look on Goodreads, look at the cover of People We Meet on Vacation, haven't read it. And I was like, this is strange. And so.
Did you write it?
Maybe I'm Emily Henry without all of the money. Anyway, I did a little bit of digging and that book is also known under a different title of You and Me on Vacation. And I know you have read that because you passed the book on to me.
God, where did I get that from? Anyway,
who knows? Yeah. So interesting that there are two different titles for the same story. So when I watched it, I was like, I've definitely seen this.
So You and Me on Vacation, I think it's the only Emily Henry book I've read.
Same, but I think.
They're like friends. They've known each other for years, a guy and a girl, and they go on a holiday together.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a romantic comedy sort of book.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy. So Poppy and Alex are the main characters. And it sort of jumps in timeline all over the place. So you kind of have to be watching. You can't be on your phone because you'll miss when the bits change.
Happened in the book? I don't remember. Okay,
it did.
Okay.
It kind of goes by, it doesn't say a year, but it'll say like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. So Poppy and Alex, they meet kind of by chance, because they both go to the same university, don't know each other, have never crossed paths, but they both come from the same small town in America. But one comes from the east part of town and one comes from the west. So they've not met each other even growing up. But he has a car and he's driving home for the summer break and she catches a lift. So I can't remember how they make that connection and it's not brought into.
Yeah, I do remember this.
During the movie. So it doesn't really matter. Anyway, but they travel back from uni to home, or college, I should say, and they're polar opposites. He is a homebody. He loves going home to the small town.
Okay. Thanks,
goodness.
Ed. Eddie's just walking over the mixer. Because this is what you want, a massive ginger cat.
Just disturbing to walk over all settings. So, yeah, polar opposites. She is a bit more, I guess, flighty. She doesn't like going home to her hometown, doesn't have great memories of it, and she's desperate to travel. He's never been overseas. She's desperate to go overseas all the time. And so during their road trip back home from college, they kind of get annoyed with each other, him more than her. He gets annoyed at her. Okay. But then things happen and it becomes more than a one-day road trip and they kind of have a bit of an adventure together and then sort of become friends. And what they decide is, while their lives are going in different directions because they are very different people, they enjoy each other's friendship. And every year they will go away somewhere different for a summer vacation.
Okay. So they, okay.
And you know they get along, but there's never a romantic interest between them. He's always got an on and off girlfriend, the same one from the hometown. Mm-hmm. She's always dating someone highly inappropriate. But they travel. You know, sometimes they go camping, sometimes they've caught a plane somewhere, sometimes they've ended up at, like, I don't know, for want of a better word, kind of a hippie commune lost in the bushes, like, you know.
Somewhere where both of them would not.
No, but they end up having a good time you know, that's the thing. Anyway, it then gets to the stage as you're seeing it year after year, these vacations, which are the big part of their friendship, things happen that create huge cracks in the friendship and they stop talking for a couple of years.
Okay.
And you come to present day where they do actually meet up again on another vacation. I won't go into it, but it's a romantic comedy and so, isn't the rule of romance has to have a happy ending?
Yep. And just before the happy ending, a bad thing happens.
Yeah.
And then it's a happy ending.
Yeah. And I mean, it's fun. It's a lighthearted
movie.
I probably enjoyed the book a little bit more just because the backstory is a bit stronger.
Fleshed out.
Yeah, it was a nice movie to watch in the summer.
And a nice way for you to remember what the book was.
Yeah.
So what was the movie called again?
People We Meet on Vacation.
Yeah, I don't like that title
as much.
It
doesn't match because it's not about the people they meet. It's about
the two of them on vacation.
Exactly.
Okay. I got around to watching all of the fourth season of The Witcher. Now, this was the season that Henry Cavill was not in and that Liam Hemsworth was in. He took over as the role of Geralt of Rivia. And I know that people were trepidatious. And then when I saw him in the costume, like the costume, the photograph, I was like, okay, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And then after about, I'd say, 2 minutes of him in it, he was it. He was Geralt. He was the Witcher.
2 minutes is quick.
And I was trying to figure out why. And I think, yes, he did a brilliant job.
He is good.
You stop seeing him.
Yeah.
Which I think you always still saw Henry Cavill.
Interesting.
Because he's such a big actor. Yeah. Like, he's massive. Also, he's a lot stockier than Geralt, at least within the game.
Yeah.
I've only played the third one. Geralt in the game is, like, quite tall and slender with muscles.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Liam Hemsworth is.
Yeah.
And I think that also helped.
Interesting.
He still has the gruff voice. He's still like, And he was Geralt.
Perfect.
Yeah, the whole season. I was like, I actually really enjoyed this season. I don't know if it was because I was a little trepidatious or the storyline was exciting and also made sense because the first season was a bit confusing. Mm-hmm. There were all these weird time jumps and stuff. This one was just an exciting season. So I thought, I know it's not a new season. It came out late last year. But if you were also worried about whether you would like it,
get on board.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Watch it.
Yeah.
It was really good. And my friend also said that she thought that every cat is in this room now. There's a fight. Well, it's not really. It's just a game. But
he's trying really hard to make it something. He wants a
really good, really good game. Yeah, friend was saying she thought the same thing. Like he did such a good job of just being the character within seconds.
Nice. You reckon they'll do another one with him?
I think they're doing one, and that's the last.
Yeah. Okay.
So they've got time to finish telling the story, which is good.
Mm.
Amazing. What else did you watch? Oh, this sounds like the one you like the most.
Yeah. I started The Pitt season two. So, you know, The Pitt is the hospital drama starring Noah Wiley. And the premise behind how the whole thing is set up is the entire season is one day and each episode is 1 hour.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. So it started and I thought, it didn't give me a recap. And I realized why, because I had watched the first season on Foxtel and it had moved over to HBO Max.
So it didn't
It didn't know that I needed a recap. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back. And I went back to maybe the second or third last episode and it was in the height of the drama and I went, nope, I'm going to do this right. And I went back to episode one. I'm like, it's the holidays. Why don't I just watch
The season You've got
again?
The time.
I don't have to pay super attention because I have actually already seen it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm glad I did. Because this show is so well produced that there are little breadcrumbs the entire way through that if you are not truly paying attention, you will miss them. Not that they'll affect the storyline so much, but my goodness, it enhances the storyline. So
So it was well worth it. You
really
just on
well
a whim
it.
Decided to
just
watch it again.
Decided to do it.
If it was still on the same streaming service, you wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have done that. 100% wouldn't have done it. So the beginning of season two starts, and I would not know this and I would not remember it. It starts almost identical to the opening scene of season one, episode one.
Oh, that is something I would not have picked up on.
Not have picked up at all.
Like if you just watched it episode week to week,
yep.
There's no way you
There's
would.
No way because you don't see it. It's not a theme song. It was opening of episode one, season
one.
And it gave you information about the main character and where he is in the headspace. And I later saw an interview with Noah Wiley.
Yeah.
Describing it, particularly the beginning of season two, episode one. And I went, oh, it makes so much sense. So season two, I come to think all of the characters have returned and they return at different moments in the episode. So, and the episodes just start with energy and action and, you know, cases happening that you kind of don't have that moment to go, oh, where is that person? It's only when they appear that you go, oh, there they are. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
There are new characters that have been introduced.
Do you like them?
They're interesting, which I think is really good because you don't automatically go, hate you or love you. Yeah. You're like, I need to know more because I don't understand you yet.
That's good though, right?
But the existing characters have developed and I thought that's really interesting in itself. But if you haven't seen this show, you have to go back to season one. And where I say those breadcrumbs and the way it's produced, having watched the whole of season one as a role, and it is supposed to be over like, a, I don't know, 12, 14 hour day, even their makeup started to like fade by the end. So they started episode one, 7 a.m.
That's very cool.
I'm not saying like a glamour makeup, but with makeup.
Yeah.
And when it got to the end, they've cried, they've washed their face, they've had blood on them, you know, that sort of stuff. It was represented. And I thought, how clever is that?
That's a really good touch.
Isn't it that you haven't, wardrobe hasn't just gone, oh, well, this is the makeup we did in episode one and two, so we just keep that going. It was, everything has continuity to it and it's
incredible.
So clever. And I've seen lots of videos of actual ER doctors just going, I can't find a flaw in it. It is so spot on. It's amazing. I really, really enjoy it and I can't wait for the rest of the season.
It's probably one of the biggest, most popular shows at the moment, I'd say.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it's those details that make it good because at the end of the day, it's just another hospital drama.
Yeah, that's true.
But there is something significant about it.
Well researched and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think all the actors went to like medical boot camp or something.
God. Yeah. Okay, that's impressive. Speaking of impressive, let's see how much you know Leonardo DiCaprio.
Zero?
Yeah, probably. I thought we'd just go easy, though, because he's a man of mystery.
Mm.
In fact, in the movie, one battle after another, he plays, I think, like a 42-year-old man. And I went, no, I know he's older than that. And I looked it up and he's 51.
51.
But he could pass for 42. Yeah, remember he had a real baby face for a very long time.
He absolutely
sort
did.
Sort of like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two, I reckon, had youthful looks for a long time.
Even now, Matt Damon.
Mm.
I saw a photo of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck when they won the Oscar. Mm-hmm. And then of the two of them together, because they've got a new movie on Netflix. I don't mean this to be rude, but Ben Affleck has aged.
Yeah.
In a natural way.
He was always going to, though, wasn't he? Yeah. Just because compared to Matt Damon.
Absolutely. And Matt Damon, I mean, he's obviously an older man than he was, 20, 30 years ago. But he still looks
Well,
useful.
Remember him in Good Will Hunting. He looked like he was about 20, and I don't think he, they definitely weren't that young, maybe late 20s.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There's no way of finding out because we're in the middle of a Leonardo DiCaprio
quiz. I've never heard of a thing like a search.
I don't have encyclopedias on me, so I can't
Not
check.
One that's current.
I'm going to read you the synopsis of a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Okay.
You just tell me the name.
Okay.
On vacation in Thailand.
The beach.
Mm-hmm. What year?
I don't know, 2001?
Yes, just 2000. Say 2000.
And stop there.
A thief who steals corporate secrets through the use of dream sharing technology is given the
Inception?
Yes.
That's
I only remember it had something to do with that because of the top. Remember the spinning top? You don't remember the spinning top, but you remember it was about dreams. God, we are funny. We're so funny.
If you hadn't have said dreams and that, I would not have known because that movie spun me out so much I didn't know what was going on.
Spun. Get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember the roads. Remember the roads?
Yes.
Like
going up into the like it was a wall.
Yeah.
It's raining so heavily here. Although not as heavily as it was 24 hours ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, it's good. A young man in a small Midwestern town struggles to care for his mentally disabled younger brother.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so good at this.
Good movie. Year?
94.
Oh, you're so close. 93.
93. Mm. Oh, that was really
so
close.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
As Hollywood's golden age is winding down during the summer of 1969, a television actor, Rick Dalton, and his stunt double, Cliff Booth, endeavor to achieve lasting success in Hollywood while meeting several colorful characters along the way. I know you know it.
I'm stumped. Can you give me a clue? How many words? How many words in the title?
Six.
Six.
Margot Robbie's in it, and so is Brad Pitt.
All I can think of is Wolf of Wall Street. That's not right.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, golly. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
How do you start nursery? No, how do you start?
Once Upon a Time.
In?
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it. Don't think I've seen it.
Yeah? You remember the
2016.
Posters. Oh, 19.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We've got two more.
Okay.
You're going to get both of them. A 17-year-old aristocrat falls in love.
What a good one. Romeo and Juliet.
No. With a kind but poor artist aboard the luxurious.
Oh, Titanic.
Mm, yeah.
That 96? Was
7.
Oh.
Because it was after Romeo and Juliet, right? I think
that's
maybe
true.
Romeo and Juliet was 96. And then
yeah,
it was
I was
97.
Going to say 98 and then I thought, I don't know if it was, but maybe it came to us in 98.
Oh, maybe. And then do you remember after that he was the man in the Iron Mask?
Mm.
And we were like, we're not watching that.
Boring. Yeah.
Last one. Based on the true story of Jordan Belfort, From his rise to a wealthy stockbroker living the high life.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Year?
2003.
Higher.
Oh, okay. 2012.
Very, very close.
13.
Yes. That I was going to say Margot that. Robbie.
No, yeah. Mm. I was going to say 13. And I was like, well, I just said three. I can't just go off a decade.
There was some more recent ones that I was like, I know that you haven't seen them. So I just left them out. And also we just spoke about one, so leave us alone.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody else knows as much as we do about Leonardo DiCaprio now?
Maybe anyone who read like Teen Beat back in the day.
Probably.
No.
But is any of that true?
I don't know.
Where this is fact.
True. Was he in Catch Me If You Can?
Yes, I was going to put that one in there, but
Frank
then I realized
Abagnale
I ran out
Jr.
Of... Oh.
I've got some things stored in the back of my head.
I think that movie is probably one of the ones of his that I've seen more. I think I've probably seen about three times.
I reckon I could watch it again.
Shutter Island was good as well. Do you remember that one?
No.
It was really weird.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh, it's more like What Is Going On. Like it's a mental asylum on an island and he
a
goes.
A bit like one battle after another.
That's right. And he goes to like, he's a doctor or something there, but then he gets committed. But
I mean, the beach was a bit out there.
That was really weird too.
The only good bit was like.
All Saints.
When, yeah. I don't need to explain yourself
anymore.
Yeah.
Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
You're welcome.